e.g. White reads and approves changes. From time to time as the work of the great controversy progressed, important matters were taken to Ellen White for decision, and the staff at Elmshaven worked under general instructions from her. Finally, when the type was set and proof sheets were available from the publishers, a set was marked showing clearly both the old reading and the new, and these were submitted to her for careful reading and approval. An envelope in the White Estate document file number 85E carries the notation, controversy proofs prepared for Mrs. E.G. White's inspection and approval. All approved. At last the work was done, a work much more demanding than was anticipated when those involved began in January 1910. By early July 1911 the book was in the binderies of Pacific Press and the Review and Herald. On Monday, July 17, copies of the newly published The Great Controversy, the 1911 edition, were received at Elmshaven. It was a joyous day.